Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Lamed. The Mishnah begins, a mokun beis haknesses, el al tanai, a musa yisu yakziru. A person in a town cannot sell a shul, except on the condition of tanai, that they'll be able, must say whatever they want to yakziru, they'll return it. They'll be able to return it. It can never be permanent. It can only be a temporary situation. Says the Korban Eda, I feel merabim lerabim, oyser, mameya bechiyos kalutin. Even from a rabim to a rabim is usher, because it's a derech bizayinu. Like, because they have nothing. It's a bizayin that you're selling the shul. So unless there's a tanai that it could be reopened, that it can go back, it would be usher to do. Says the Gemara Rachamah, I mean, come say, that, you know, it's again, it's just for selling, it is a bizayon, as the Mefarshim say. Because it was a mitzvah now using it for davar bizayon. You can sell it permanently, without a condition. Whatever you want to use it for, not a problem. Says the Korban Eda, you can sell mikra oilam, yokid, the kol tashmish, any usage except for the four things the Mishnah is going to say now. That's mamash bizayon. Otherwise, you could sell it for anything else. What are the four things? Berachatz, burski, tefillah, bezachayim, a bathhouse, a tannery, a mikvah, or a laundromat. You can't use it. For any of these things, some learn in the Bavli that Beis Hamayim also is referring to the Kabbalah brings down two opinions. He's a kvisa, a laundromat, or inami lebeis beimaglayim, to use it as a urinal. That would be a bizayon that was used for a davar kadosh. You cannot do that. You could sell it to be used as a chatzer. You sell it stam as a chatzer, but the buyer could do whatever he wants to, even if it's going to be for bizayonos, for the things that are bizayonos, he could do whatever he wants because you're selling it stam without any restrictions, and then the person can go ahead, and even for the four things that we said it's usher, would be able to be used. You can use it for those things as well. That the chayra, this is the way they explain it. Let's see what the Kabbalah explains, that you're late, able to use it for these things, for these, you know, we don't pass, we pass like the Chachamim, and therefore you can't, we don't tell the Stam, that we don't do. Because again, it has some kedusha. We're passing that things have a kedusha and retains kedusha. So even if you can sell it to a chatzer, but someone else will eventually use it for a davar bizayon, that you can't do. So therefore, again, and obviously to my research, shul's not used anymore. The shul's still being used. It's a different story. You can't take away the use unless you have another shul. Rav Yehuda said even further. Rav says another chumrah. What is it? Based on Shacharev, a shul that got destroyed, that was ruined. Gemara says, still is a kedusha, still has its kedusha, even though you don't use it anymore, because it's ruined. It's a churva. Halacha is still, the halacha is a maspid l'masoko. You still can't make a hespit in it. A maspid l'masoko. Chavon, you can't use it for ropes to go ahead and make a type of work to spin ropes to make a. Ropes to use it for davar tashim, for davar cholin, for something that's just the mork aspect. A portion of zakon mitzvah, you can't spread traps in it. To catch animals, wild animals that are there, you can't do that. And shokan al gabe gavi, you can't go spread fruit on the roof, spread out the fruit on the roof to dry. They know it's also kapandria, you can't make it as a shortcut. To use it as a shortcut. Shneema hasimosius mikdashechem. Pasuk says in the Chumash that the Kazeh Kashbar says mikdashechem, that you make you set aside your kedusha, make it desolate. Hasimos, one of the things that we find in the Tokaka, will make your mikdashim, your holy places desolate. You're just not shemimim. Even if it's desolate, if it's destroyed, it still retains its mikdashkim, it still retains its kedusha. And therefore, you can't just stop the use of anything else. Torah calls it kedusha, even at that point. If weeds grew on it, lo yitlosh, you cannot uproot them, that was nefesh. Because it could not be nefesh. People see the shul with weeds in it, they realize that it would be, look what the situation of shul is. People will give people agmas nefesh, and they'll dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring back the shul, to restore it. So therefore, we don't want you to clean it up, because the... maybe people will daven to Hashem and to remove and do something to bring, make it to bring back, be able to open it up again. So they are therefore, says the Kohen Eder, Agmas Nefesh, said that the people should see it and Agmas Nefesh, remember that what it was, and they'll daven and call Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yivakesh Rachamim, Shekzik Lakdimus, they'll go back to where it was before. And that's why we want you. Don't want you to clean up. We don't want you to do that. It was also just that Gemara said before about that we don't make a hesped because it's a bizarre and mace. Also, mafshilin. It doesn't. That's an example that any malachas, kol shah malachas, any malacha that you need that you would do there would be considered a davachulin, a bizarre, and you can't do it. That's a chumra that Rav Yehuda says. Odom Rav Yehuda. So the Mishnah said halacha you can't go any more speed. And the Mishnah said halacha to meishul you can't use it for other things. That's the guy with Yalkut. Rabbi, I feel Bunoy Yasser. You must say, but Shulat Labam, even a Bunoy Yasser, even if the, even Bunoy Yasser says the Kermanator to explain what we said before, Shacharat, that you can't be maspited, it's even if it's a private, you basically have the Yalkut. Sharabim, that even if it's a rabim, but if it's a public shul, and it's still building, is still standing there, anything, everything is Yasser, you can't do anything. That you can't do anything, says the Pnei Moshe. Because Rabbi feel but Yodim Shein Osis El Zalda, you're not doing it for the Zilzal. Still, starts to do things even more, and you can't use a Tashmi head. You know, even though it's ruined, it's everyone knows about it. It's not your private shul that people don't realize the status of it. It's bizarre. Even when it's a public shul and everyone knows that they can't use it anymore because it's in ruins. Even that, so therefore it's not, you would think maybe it's the people understand that it's not a bizayon, even that, it's, you still can't do these things as well, because it's a bizayon as well, to the children, you can't do that. The way that Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. Moshe continues, Moshe said you can't spread out food on the roof. The Barabbah and Yochan Mekel, the Neshai, the Shachtel, McDay, and the base matters. Yochan would allow, but Moshe said he would not, Mekel, he would curse the women, would spread out their clothes to dry in the avir debate in the airspace of the roof of the base medrash to do that because that's like putting out the fruit and be the same thing. It's a bizayon, says the Kohen Eder. Mikel inase Rav Yochanan mikalel inashim. He would curse the women that would do this. And Shokin, you can't put the fruit. Even more so, putting their begadin to dry is even worse of a bizayon, and that you can't do. We would not allow them to do that. And if they would do it, he would curse them. It goes far, not just that he would also do, but it's actually Mamash, he would makalo them, he would curse them. That's how serious of a violation it was to go ahead and to do this. What are we talking about again? And so it's a shul that's not being used, obviously. That's a bechurba, it's ruined, and even that would be still be considered something that you can't do. Now, Moshe like to go back. Moshe said that the Moshe Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, you can't make a, the Moshe says you can't do a kapanya, you can't make it into a shortcut. Even though when you go to shul, you can't use it as a shortcut, however, mutala sosa kapanya. You went to the shul for the right purpose, you let it go in through an exit that makes it shorter. In other words, you can't cut through a shul. You have no purpose of going there except to use it as a shortcut that you can't do. But if you're going into the shul for a purpose, for a reason, not for that, for the daven, whatever, now you want to go out a different way that will save you time, that you're allowed to do. So after Marab and then the Bright Rosh, can't drink in them like that, you can't go take walks in them, you can't sleep in it. You can't go in for the shade in the winter, there's too much sun, or the winter because of the rain, or it's the weather. Yeah, you can't do it. You can't use that. That's bizarre to the shul. For these purposes, you can't go into a shul for any of these things. However, you can go. What's the purpose of going in there? Going in there because the darshan go sit and learn and use a shul to be learning. That's what the purpose of it is. Shuls are used for to learn Torah and to learn and to end for their talmidim to give shiurim to learn Torah. That's what it's for. And then Gemara said that because they spend their entire day there, and they're allowed to use it because for them that's the tzarkan. They use it. It's like it's their when they use it. It's for their purposes. Use it for their purposes because it's like the it's the idea is to use it because this is, they use it all the time. But it says, but the Gemara said it's for their tacham, and therefore they can use it. The Gemara says, we'll see certain nights what they used it and what happened. And Rabbi Yasser would travel. Gemara says they would go and make up. They would be allowed to stay, their lodge to be able to stay in the shul. Rabbi would go instruct the teachers, the ones who teach the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban. When you're in a shul, a person comes, whoever is filled with Torah, is moist with Torah, which means he's a person is, you know, even though not a massive Tamakalkan, but he still has some Torah. You should receive him as donkey and his utensils in the shul. You want to go in and mekabel him. Allow him to stay there. You know, the person, even if he has some Torah, allow them to go. Lamed Tinokos, they come to you. Someone who's like Lucas Torres says the Pekamineda means say, come, let me come. He has something, some moisture, some connection to Torah. Let him come in with his kalim and his donkey, and that's it. It's not a biz. We don't say it's a bizayim because Lamaisi has Torah. It's like a tamakalkam. So we allow him. Let him to tell him to let him come in because a person even has some level of Torah. Then a lot of uses tashmish. A lot of do his things there. A lot of go into the base of the castles and use it for what he have for what he has to do. So that's just like they used to use it. So he would learn it as well. Mosakis says that they bring down that the tshuvas that are brought down many gedolim. That you see that Ramesh has a tshuva, Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva, where he allowed to go bring in a blind man to bring his seeing eye dog into the shul. So Ramesh quotes this in Yerushalmi and says that Ramesh see that they were allowed to bring in their donkeys in the shul. So therefore, that wasn't a bizayon. So Lachaira says that so similarly over here, you bring in their animals, Lachaira, it would be, it's not a bizayon, it's part of the tash, the shtamshush. Surely if it's a tamakakam of some level of taira, for sure it would be mutter. He saw a certain person who was not a tamakalkam. He was washing his hands and feet from the shul in the sink in the shul. From the sink in the cistern in the shul. I said, look, what are you doing? It's also for you to do this. To be zayin to the shul. The next day, the person saw Rabbi Chaya washing his hands and feet. The same thing. So I believe, Rabbi, I don't understand. Me, you said it's also for you, it's mutter. I'm like, yeah, for me it's mutter. Why are you different than me? I'm like, I'm a fisherman lady, but the consists, but you're for them and their animal, for the stu, they ought to use it for their tashmish, because they're always there. You're not a tamakalkam, therefore the heter does not apply to you. That's the difference between myself and yourself, that you can't do it. So Gemara, Misha said, Allah, you can use a shortcut, hey, Pavin, Ma'abi, Gavayo. Gemara says, what about the passing through? Gemara says that parvayin, they go through the not the actual shul itself, but the area surrounding the shul. Says the Kabbalah, this refers to the Gemara says that this refers to the lashon we find in the Chameh, but parvayu also migrash shavah. It says it's the area like the lot around the shul. It's medrash, not the actual binyan itself, but it's the lot that belongs to them. What about going through that? Are you allowed to do that? Is that if the nekushas basic nes? You can't make a kapadria. Well, it's not the actual shul itself, and therefore you're allowed to. That's the Gemara shaila. He used to pass through the shul. Is that a riot? It's not a riot. Because then he's a tamakalkam, so he'd be allowed to do it anyway. Because we said if he's a tamakalkam, he could even do the shul. So how you bring a raya, you can make a kapandria to here. So the Gemara says, son of Rav Levi, Safdi, I'm a senior school teacher who taught in the shul was very chummer. He wouldn't have passed through the outside. He would not have allowed the children to go out, even for that reason. He didn't use it as a shortcut. It's my first coming and explaining. Rather, he used it to go as helping the children, to let them know when the day ends, when they could go out. He would see him, he'd pass through. He would tell the children, let the children out to go home. So mainly, that's not really a shortcut. You're being a riot from there. That is an economy. But Isis Mer is telling you that going through the antechamber, going through the lot, belongs to the shul, would all seem to be a problem. It would also chip deeper a problem. Some say it has no kedusha, but the cover from the Gemara is mashma that it is a problem. So the Gemara comes out that the however lemaisa the again, the Marit and others, the Acharonim, that is no Kedusha at all. But the Chayyim, the Gemara, seems to say it is a Kedusha. It does have Kedusha. But the reason why he was allowed to do it, because he's a Talmid Chacham, he's allowed to do it anyway. That was the heter why he was allowed to use it. Okay, Zatim Mar. Mar said that the Mishnah talks about Vayikra, because they said it before, that certain dates of the year, you read the Torah, and you read that four parashios. Also, Mar says, which ones is called? Mar said, explains what these parashios are called, which ones are which. Urshchad is called Yom Shabbos. If it happens, you read Pasha Shkola, Kalios Pepsoka, if it came out in the middle of the week, Matil Mashava, you read Shkola the week before. And that Shabbos, the next Shabbos, then you would have what we call a Shabbos Hafsaka. You would wait, you have Shkolim, Zakor, Paro, and Chodesh. And if you have, it comes out that Shkolim is before, then you have a break. You have a Shabbos in between. It's called Shabbos Hafsaka. And then we pass, and that's the sheet that we pass in, the different sheets in the Rishonim. But that is how we pass in the Seder of the Dalet Parashios that we have. We have in our calendar. So this is what we talk about. Negeah to the halachas of the dalet week. So again, as you read it, if you skip it, you would make that week that would be considered a week that you finish, and you stop another week. You make that Shabbos kol hafsaka, and that would be the Shabbos in between the Shkolim and Zakar. That you would have that Shabbos. That's what it says. Why do we always read Shkolim before Purim? I mean, from the halachas, Savakash Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu saw. Weigh his silver coins, going to go ahead and use the silver coins to buy the destruction of Klal Yisrael. He's going to go, we offer HaKashrevish money, 10,000 gold, silver coins to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave us the mitzvah Shkolim, then better than my children proceed giving silver coins for the Shkolim before the Russia, and Makhtim HaKarim, that's where we passed Shkolim before. Since the Shkolim was given before as a protection for Klal Yisrael against the Gzera of Haman, so mainly therefore, they were Masakin, Chazal were Masakin to read it as well before Purim. Before Purim, that's what we do. Gemara said that coming in explains this Gemara as well. We read it before because we saw that it would be connected to the fact that it would be a Meshava, like wanted to go away, should be before, in order to be able to follow the same format that was the schus for Klal Yisrael, and that's why we went ahead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and therefore would be to do it such a way that it would be a schus for Klal Yisrael. That's why we read it in the same format as well. So the Gemara, like this, Gemara says that the what about Masha? We have a Makla. Like, Masha Golim, when we read it, when you read Shkolim, when you say Ramah, you read it to Shkolim the week before. Before Rosh Chodesh, you read it the next one, the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Have Rav Zohar Mistakel Bei? Rav Zohar looked at him, was not happy. He was says the Karmen Eder. He looked at him ilos fili. He didn't agree with that, so he looked at him like in a disapproving way. He wasn't happy that he argued with him. He didn't agree that he was. How could you argue with me? He was older than him. Where did he get it from? He said to him, what are you looking at me like that for? I'm telling you a lot I received from my Rebbe. You're saying something of your own opinion. You look at me with that look. In other words, says the Kohen to explain, I said, you're looking at me that I have no right to argue with you. How can I argue with you? Why are you looking at me that way? I'm saying that I hear from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. You're saying it on your own. And mine is better than yours because I have a Rebbe from Rabbi Yochanan is greater than both of us. So therefore, that's why I said it. That's why I argue with you. So why are you looking at me that I have no right to argue with you? But care? I'm arguing, quoting my Rebbe, and it's your Rebbe also. Rabbi Yochanan, I have a right to argue. I have a right to, my opinion is correct because I'm quoting my Rebbe. I'm not saying it on my own. So the Gemara says, Masisa, Matzala, a Raisa, look at Raisa of Zora. And we have a Braisa, a Raya, to the Halacha of Eloi. Each one has a Raya, each one. Masnisa, Masela Rav Zora, Dimshan Rav Zora, Ezra Shabbos, which is of Shabbos before, Hajjul Rav Zora, Hajjul Rav Zora, anytime we have Rosh Chodesh before, comes out with the Pesach, I feel better, even if it's Erev Shabbos. So we see that Braisa says that you always read it before. Rav Zora said you read it, Tanam Shemom Sayyid Rav Ila. But Shemom Sayyid Rav Raya, Rav Ila, the other way around, that you read it later, the next day. What's the right? Which Shabbos? Which Shabbos? You see it later when you read the second Shabbos. Which second Shabbos do you read it? Which one? What do you read? Any week when you have Purim falls out in that week, even if it comes out on Friday, you always go ahead and you read Pasha Zaka, that the Shabbos before. It always has to come before. Shemra said, therefore, Alakasha. And like my Yaka boy, Hagala, is your Kasha? Shagal Yakum Shabbos of Shabbos. 15th day of Adar fell out on Shabbos. You can't read Christmas Elster in the world city. They don't read Kisya Kodesh except on Shabbos from Minkul Maila. Let him read Zakar then. Let him read Zakar by Minka time. Let him read it. Why don't we read that? We have to read it by Kriyas Megillah, by Minka time. Let him read the Parsha then instead of reading in the morning. What's the problem? So my advice said, yet we say Allah, we read it now. We read it in the Shabbos before. Why should we do that? Why would we change it in such a case? Shouldn't it be better to read it just a mincha right before? So Gemara says, "I'm late." Kli Amarav. Rav says, "The pasuk stated, 'I'm late in the skar nasim.' The askar called the masiyasim. The askar should be before the observance, which means that the askar of zaka, remembering, should be before the megillah, which is the asiyasim of destruction of Haman. So it's better. That's what we read it before. That's the time to read it before. Read it before because the zakarasim has to come before asiyasim." That's why it's Yom Shabbos before, for this very particular reason. They must have did that. So what happens? It comes out that if it came out, you dial it on Shabbos. When would you read the Megillah? You read the Megillah on Sunday. So when would you read the Parsha Zohar? It came out the 14th day of Shabbos. If the 14th day of Adar fell on Shabbos, we cut down skirts on Shabbos. Then it came out that you're also doing it before Shabbos, which means the Zohar would come out on the Shabbos on that day, the 14th, because you don't read the Megillah until the next day. So you read it on that day. So it's perfect. So why don't we do it that way? Let's read the Megillah until Sunday. That's it. We don't read the Megillah until Sunday anyway, so why don't we read it that Shabbos? So I'm a lay, kavas svagli lesu efsha. We already established that it's not possible for Yudal to ever fall out on Shabbos. V'im efsha, if it would be possible, Mar says, enachanami yikul arayus. We want to put it off in the city because those cities that have walled cities, we have to put it off later until after reading the Megillah. In other words, really the whole thing's not nogeya. Theoretically, you're right, we read it before, but since Lamaise can never come out, that it should have come out, that the 14th day should ever come out on Shabbos. And therefore, we'd have to read it, therefore we read it afterwards. And so, you have to read it before. So, to over here, because of the fact that those who live in the unwalled towns, I would read it, therefore, we put it before, and then it come out that Shabbos would have to be the Shabbos before, so we go into Purim, without that this would have been, the reading would have better been done, and therefore we put it up before that day. As long as the Shechira is before, that would be fine, and therefore we don't read Zohar Ela but the Shabbos for now, because that rule of has to be the Shechira before as something that we cannot change. Haman didn't change that, and that's why we would agree that it comes from the week before. Stop it.